All right, I would like to declare the special council meeting for the purposes of adopting the 26-27 budget and fees and charges schedule for the 11th of August 2026, open at 4 p.m. I would like to acknowledge the Bibbulmun and Mang people and all those that have looked after and governed and been in contact with our land throughout its history. We have a full record of attendance of members, councillors, and we have one executive staff member absent, Rob Westerberg. No approved leaves, declarations of interest. We have zero declarations of interest. Item four, public question time. As we have one member of the public, I will read out. In accordance with section 5.24 of the Local Government Act, 1995, council conducts public question time to enable members of the public to address council, to ask or ask questions of council. For a special council meeting such as this, they must relate to the item or items on the agenda. I will now ask for members of the public to ask any questions if they wish to. Ma'am, do you wish to ask any questions? No, there is no questions of the public. From the public, we will now move on to item five, reports from officers. Are there any questions to staff by councillors on this item? Yes, Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. A question regarding the 2% above CPI that are included in our budget. How much longer do we plan to continue with that 2% is the first question, and are we on target with bringing our assets up to the expectations as per our asset management plan?
Through the chair, so in the 2% above CPI is what was put in our long-term financial plan, and it was to occur for 5 years. This proposed budget is our third year, so at this stage we'll have another two financial years. However, we'll be redoing the long-term financial plan this financial year, so that may change, but at this stage it will be for another 2 years after this financial year. In relation to the asset renewal gap, the 2% was never going to fully close the asset renewal gap. However, it was certainly going to reduce the amount of money that should be spent on our assets, and that's just because of historically we haven't spent a lot of money, or if no money, on asset renewal. So there, our assets do need quite a bit of investment into them. They will be renewed. I'm sorry, not renewed. They will be revalued this financial year. That's put in the budget, so we'll probably have a better understanding of where that gap sits at the end of this financial year.
Thank you. So fair to say that we're playing catch up really on non-maintenance of our various assets for some period of time, I imagine.
Possibly. It'll be more renewal works of our assets that haven't had the maintenance over the years, so we're trying to catch up from those that have deteriorated.
Any further questions to staff or officers? No? All right, we will move on to the officer's recommendation, item 5.1A. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Gibson, second. Councillor Lewis, do you wish to speak to this item?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I want to acknowledge that we had public submissions, people who took the time to look at our advertising and provide feedback, and I think that's really important. Obviously, we're looking at a budget where we advertised a proposed 6.6% average rate rise for our ratepayers, and government and local government in this case is always in a very special position in that we are effectively a monopoly. It's not like we're a milk producer who can raise our prices and consumers can go and buy a different company's milk if it becomes cheaper. So I think it's really important that we not only advertise very clearly our intentions, and it was good to see how well understood our intentions were by the people who bothered to respond, but that they get an opportunity to be heard. And I want to acknowledge, certainly I took the time to read all of the submissions and understand exactly the concerns that were raised. And yeah, as an effective monopoly, we need to take that feedback very seriously, I think, in considering what we do with the budget. So commend the staff on the process that they followed to make sure that our community could be informed of our proposed intentions and comment effectively. That's all. Thank you.
Councillor Lewis, does anyone wish to speak against this item? For this item? Or to this item? No? Do you wish to close discussion? No? Then we'll take this to the vote of those in favour of the officer's recommendation 5.1A. It's passed in a majority. Absolutely. Right, now we will move on to item 5.1B, the officer's recommendation. Are there any specific questions on this item to councillors, to staff? Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Gibson, second. Councillor Campbell, do you wish to speak to this item?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, so first I would like to acknowledge the work done by the staff behind the scenes, so to speak, in preparing the budget that we have before us. It's a lot of very detailed work over months and months, and I have the very highest confidence in the staff and the team that we have in place to do that work at this point in time. It gives me a great deal of confidence that the budget is accurate and considered, and that nothing's been missed. So I want to acknowledge the staff for that effort to present this to us so well. In terms of the substance of the budget, obviously it presents what was advertised to the public of a 2% above CPI increase for the average ratepayer. So that's on average 6.6% more that someone will pay this year than they paid last year. And in what is a difficult cost of living period for all of us, with high energy costs feeding inflation, that's another impact on our community. And I don't lightly support this motion, but I do still believe that it's the right thing to do. I think it is beholden on us not to try and kick our problems down the road, that we have to deal with them in a steady and thorough manner. We can't solve the financial shortfall in terms of asset maintenance that we have overnight. That would be an impost that would be, I think, grossly unfair, but to plod away at it steadily year on year for a number of years so that no one is burdened too much in any one year, and that our community that is paying the money generally is the community, the same people who will get the benefit of the improvement in assets as that work starts to unfold. So I think it strikes the right balance that we're not shirking the responsibility of improving our financial position and improving our assets over time. At the same time, whilst it's a substantial rate rise, I don't think it is unmanageable for most families. I do want to acknowledge too, though, as I probably do every year, that it's not a uniform rate rise because of the valuations that we get and all the GRV properties have been revalued for this year. So people will see not a 6.6% rate rise across the board. Some people's properties will have gone up a lot more in terms of the valuation than others, and so it will be varied. And so people will feel that to varying degrees compared to what they paid last year. However, overall, you know, it's the way our system works. We can't adjust individual rates by different amounts. We have to set a rate across the Shire for different property types. And so this is, based on the system we have, this is the most fair and equitable way we can do it. And I'm satisfied that we are being efficient and targeted in the use of this money. And so I'm very happy to support the recommendation.
Councillor Campbell.
Yeah, I'd just also like to thank officers for their thorough presentation of the budget in response to questions leading up. And I guess for the sake of any community members who might listen to the meeting recording, I'm sure they sometimes wonder why we don't have many questions on what is one of the most important things we consider all year, and just for their sake to understand that we have had plenty of opportunity and discussion around the budget leading up to this. And in terms of the rate rise, it's always a difficult conversation when we go above CPI, but as a small community, we have to remember that we have a small rate base to deliver what our community expects. So it's always that difficult balance between affordability and responsibility to keep the Shire sustainable over the long term. So I'm comfortable supporting the recommendation.
But is there anyone who wishes to speak against this motion? For this motion? Or to this motion? No? Do you wish to close debate, Councillor Gibson? Okay, then all those in favour of the officer's recommendation 5.1B. That's nice and interesting. We'll now move on to officer's recommendation 5.1C. Are there any further questions to staff or officers on this recommendation? Okay. Right, we have a alternate officer's recommendation. It'll now appear on your screens. I will now pass on to Finance to explain it.
Thanks, Shire President. So yes, I've put a amended officer recommendation following the publication of the agenda. I became aware of our budget variation policy, which has a variance in there of greater than 10% or $50,000, where we need to come to council for an amendment to the budget. So my previous officer recommendation was not in line with that policy, so I thought it was best to stay in line with the policy. Unless council thought differently, then we would also have to change the policy. So that's the reason why I have an amended officer recommendation on the materiality, which is actually in line with what we had for 25-26 financial year reporting as well.
Are there any questions on this amended officer's recommendation? No? All right, do I have a mover for the amended officer's recommendation, item 5.1C? Councillor Yule, second. Councillor Hockey, do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Yule? Councillor Hockey, does anyone wish to speak against this motion? For this motion? Or to this motion? Do you wish to close debate on this, Councillor Yule? All right, then all those in favour of the amended officer's recommendation, item 5.1C, it is passed unanimously. I'll now declare this special council meeting closed at 4:14 p.m. 11th of the 8th, 2026. Thank you very much.